yearning. We are yearning every single day to hear nobody. Nobody died today. Right? No one was hospitalized today. No one was intubated. So isn't that exactly what Lag BaOmer was in time of Rabbi Akiva? In time of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were nifter. Shaloi nohagu kovoid ze lo ze. And then what happened? It was the same thing. Every day they went online and they listened to Cuomo, to the governor. Today in New York State, in the last 24 hours, 350 people died. The next day, today, 310 people. Today, last 24 hours, 280 people. And every day we listen and we say, oy gewalt. That's a lot of people. A lot of people who otherwise would not have died. No matter how old and sick they are, and certainly the tragedies of young people who certainly would not, certainly have a full life ahead of them. And they're like, we're waiting. When will the day be when you're going to go online and you're going to hear the governor say, in the last 24 hours, nobody died from corona? And when you'll hear that, there'll be fireworks. There'll be a celebration. Well, that's exactly what Lag BaOmer is. Chazal were guilty, Klal Yisrael were guilty of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva committed a terrible crime. Sheloi nohagu kovoid ze lo ze. And the Ribbono Shel Olam punished them. Okay, we today are not on any level to understand why we suffer. That's beyond us. But they understood why. They lived in a different time when they knew the reason why things happened. And they knew why it happened. And they suffered the consequences. And every day they watched the numbers. And then it came Lag BaOmer. And the governor said, in the last 24 hours, nobody died. And that became a day of celebration. Ad Hayom Hazeh. So, I mean, this year Lag BaOmer, I think from our lifetime, there is no greater feeling of appreciation of what Lag BaOmer really means, what it should mean, than this year. Because this year we have an appreciation of what it means that they stopped dying. I mean, you go through your whole life, okay, they stopped dying, big deal. Okay, the bottom line is they died. So they die, whatever, 24,000 this day, that day. No, it's not so simple. When you're living in a time, in a zone where, every day people are dying, it gets to you. It's a miserable existence. People are sick. People suffer. Even the Umay Sa'il, it's a churban in the veld. This is not the way the world is supposed to be. It's a terrible, terrible magefa. And when you're living in this frame of mind, in this horrible mindset, went to the bank yesterday. I went to the bank. The mood in the bank, the nastiness of the people, everyone, it was very crowded. Okay, there was a person there just hired to make sure everyone maintained social distance. So it should be on the floor, they had marks on the floor, and it was crowded. People there had to do, it's not easy to have to take care of. They're, and everyone was wearing a mask. Not just a mask. Some people, they look like who knows what they were wearing. The whole face, everyone is a different style, a color, a different type, this filter, that filter, N95, and this one and that one. A fashion show. But the people were so uptight, were so tense. There was so much animosity. There was so much bitterness in the air. And you step one step the wrong way, someone will bark at you. And if you're waiting online, if the person who goes to the teller is there for 1 second more than he should be, everyone you can slice the tension in the air. This is not a normal way to live. This is not normal. Why? People are dying. Okay, New York, it's already past the peak, but in the country, it's going strong throughout the country. The numbers are as high as ever throughout the country. This is not a healthy way to live. And when you come to a point in time where it's over, zero, wow, what a relief. What a simcha. And Eretz Yisrael, they're coming to that point. Okay, the numbers there are, Baruch Hashem, are very, very low. And there's a mamish, a simcha. A simcha, I mean, there's obviously a lot of avelos, a lot of mourning, but anyone that's still around is a survivor. And to be a survivor, there's an incredible simcha. You know what? I survived. Lag BaOmer is a simcha of survival. They stopped dying. There were more Talmidim who could have died. I mean, what does it mean? I don't know exactly what it means. Only 24,000. That means every single Talmud. Does it mean that everyone that could have died, died? Everyone else was never meant to die? That's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, this could have gone on. Who knows how long this could have gone on. The whole Klal Yisrael are Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. L'chayra, to a degree. And when it came to an end, wow, what a simcha. This is Lag BaOmer. Okay, so we have to use this horror to our advantage to have a greater appreciation of what Lag BaOmer is. Okay, another inyan of Lag BaOmer is, it's not just the end of dying, it's a new beginning. According to many commentators, what happened when the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died? On that day, they died really the day before Lag BaOmer. On that day, the world was shamim. There was no one left. There were no students of Torah. They're all gone. There was no one, no applications to the cheder. Can you imagine such a thing? And on that day, Rabbi Akiva was not miyayesh. It's time to rebuild. How did he rebuild? He took five Talmidim, and who are the five Talmidim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Can you imagine the scene? Can you imagine sitting there in Cheder? Five little boys, doesn't say how old they were, who knows, maybe they were adults, but the words of the Gemara are, V'hoya ha'olam shamim, ad sheba Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel, Rabbi Seinu, Shebadoroim, Vishon Elohim. Who were the five Talmidim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Veheim, heim, hemidu Torah, Oysa Shah. And from they rebuilt Torah. That's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not primarily the end of death. We don't celebrate necessarily the end of death. We celebrate the beginning of life, a new beginning. And for us, this year, it's also extremely, extremely relevant. Because listen, Rabbi Yisai, he's going to come a point in time, I don't know when, but sometime, not so far ahead, you're going to get a bulletin, an email, text, WhatsApp with an announcement. The coast is clear. All synagogues can reopen on this date, and then there'll be a flurry of emails from the shuls. What exactly are the new rules, regulations, what to do, social distancing. But it's going to come a point in time very soon where they're going to say the coast is clear. I don't know if it's going to be in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Eventually, it's going to have to happen at some point in time. That's a new beginning. It's not just, like we said, go online. The governor says today, last 24 hours, no one died. That's a celebration. But there's another celebration. Guess what? Tomorrow, Shachris is at 7 o'clock. I'll see you there. For real. In your physical being. The shir will resume in the physical location. Wow. Wow. That is a sense of euphoria. That's like, wow. That was Lag BaOmer. It wasn't just the dead are dead. That wasn't Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer was Rabbi Akiva sat down with five Talmidim. Let's start all over again. It's new. It's fresh. No one is coming to shul after this thing is over like they came to shul before. It's impossible. You don't need a rav to get up and give you a musa shmooze. When we come back to shul, it has to be different. They're going to do that. They're going to make speeches. There's going to be a ceremony. They're going to take out all the Sifrei Torah from the Heichal. They're going to have music. I guarantee you it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild when the shuls open up again. It's going to be like you never saw before. Guarantee you. They're going to take out the Sifrei Torah into the street. Guaranteed. And they're going to make drushes. When you come back into the shul, don't talk during davening. Have an appreciation for the Kedushas HaMakom, the Beis HaKnesses and the Tzibur, v'chulu, v'chulu. But you know something? Even if you don't listen to one word of Musar that will come forth from the Rabbanim and the Gedolei Yisrael, it doesn't matter. We've all been affected. It has changed our psyche. It has changed our outlook. When you walk in to shul and see people davening for real together, it's going to be different. That's the reality. That's Lag BaOmer. A door came to an end. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva passed away. For whatever reason, whatever it was. But Rabbi Akiva said, it's time to start again fresh, with a renewed vigor, to take the lessons that were learned, whatever we can gain, we can glean, whatever musar we can absorb, whatever we got, and now let's start fresh. It's a new beginning. That is Lag BaOmer. This year we have a very great advantage, an incredible advantage to appreciate Lag BaOmer. There has never been a year like this, unfortunately, with great tsar and many and a water full of tears like this year. But we have to at least salvage whatever we can and use this to our advantage to look at Lag BaOmer. That's exactly Lag BaOmer. The dying stopped. It's a new beginning. Two different elements. Two very different elements. Now, I want to tell you a chiddush. You're not going to like this chiddush, but I like it. I'll tell you anyway. Okay, we'll finish up with this. What I'll tell you is very strange, but I don't think it's so strange. Maybe it is. This you never heard before. There's a minhag on Lag BaOmer to make a bonfire. Bonfires. We all know that in Meiron. This year, certainly, it's going to be cut down. I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, they're cutting it down. They're cutting it down a lot because it's obviously because of the situation. And certainly here in America, they're not going to tolerate it. And hopefully, if the mamash be mispalel, Lag BaOmer should not turn into a chil Hashem, because you can bet your bottom buck that all of the Rabbanim are going to say in unison, no fires, no bonfires, no gathering, don't make trouble, don't get into the news, we don't want to see you on television. Chil Hashem, halavai, and everyone should behave themselves and not get make a chil Hashem out of it. But there is such a thing in the good years of having a bonfire. I really never understood this. I'm not the only one that doesn't understand this. The Chassam Sofer was not very happy with the bonfires, but it is what it is. It is a minhag Yisrael on Lag BaOmer to have a bonfire, and it's obviously a Kabbalistic, a very Kabbalistic concept of the Or. It represents the Or that was Nignaz at the time of Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, the Or of the secrets of Torah. Very, very mystical things that, if you think about it, are way, way over our heads. If you don't think about it, it's just, you know, whatever. It's fun. It's a campfire. It's a barbecue. It doesn't have any meaning if you don't think about it. But if you think about it, it's very mystical, and you come to realization that this is not something that we really can connect to. But one thing I want to tell you, that is, it's not a coincidence that you make a fire at the time when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. They stopped dying. When a young person dies, the Torah, this is a pasuk in the Chumash, this is not a Zohar, this is not Kabbalah, it's a pasuk in Chumash. When a young person dies, it's called a Sreifa. When Nadav Avihu, young children died, the pasuk says, V'chol beis Yisrael, yivku, they shall cry, es hasreifa asher soraf Hashem. Okay, it's a pasuk. The petira of a young person who has potential to live a full life is called in the Torah a sreifa. It's not a coincidence that on Lag BaOmer, on the day when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, it's now time for us to look back and reflect on the Sreifa Asher Soraf Hashem. So in addition to the Kabbalistic inyanim of the Or HaNignas, of Rashbi, on a very simple level, at least for me, and certainly this year, when probably 1,000 Shomrei Shabbos, people that we are close to, forget about the fact that there are 70,000 people in the country who died, and the world, 250,000 people. But amongst us, about 1,000 people died. 1,000 people who are Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs died before their time. Someone put up a study, an incredible study, that if you take the average age of the person who died, I don't know how they did this. I'm just telling you what it says. If it's true or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says online, is that someone did a study. They took people, they took everyone, they took all the, they took a sampling, I guess, of the people who died, and they studied who they are, their community, whatever they are, and they looked into the statistics of what their life expectancy is, and they said on average, a person who died from corona died 13 years before his time. If you take everyone in the world, I'm assuming it's everyone in the world, or maybe everyone in this country, and you take the average of the age that they died versus what their life expectancy is in their situation, the average person died 13 years before his time. I know you'll tell me that people who are 99 years old in a nursing home that have Alzheimer's and don't know what's going on and they died. Okay, so you'll say, so what's the big deal? None of my business. I don't know how these things work. But there are young people that are they had a guy in the news, a guy 23 years old, he died. A girl 20 years old died. All over the place, there are children who have died. So they have their whole life ahead of them. But on average, corona has taken 13 years from each victim. That's a lot. 13 years is a very significant chunk of your life. V'chol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa. They shall cry for the sreifa asher soraf Hashem. In my eyes, the bonfire on Lag BaOmer is a memorial for the Chof Dalid Elef Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. When they stopped dying, when Nadav Ahavihu died, Hashem said, now that they died, it's time to cry. Cry for the Sreifa Asher Soraf Hashem. The Chol Beis Yisrael Yivku Es HaSreifa Asher Soraf Hashem. Lag BaOmer, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Memela, you make a fire as a memorial service to be boicheh for the sreifa asher soraf Hashem. this year, there's been quite a sreifa. Let me tell you, 1,000 of Acheinu Bnei Yisrael passed away on average 13 years before their time. That's 1,300 years gone. Okay, 1,000 people, approximately 1,000 Shomrei Torah Mitzvos who died, each one on average 13 years before their time. That's 1,300 years of Avodas Hashem gone. And that demands...
That's why no party when we come back to shul.
Not necessarily. It's not. I hear fully what you're saying, but I don't know if the Rabbanim look at it like that. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to celebrate. Each one deserves its own day in the sun. Look, Lag BaOmer. Like I told you, we just said that. Lag BaOmer is the end of the Talmid Rabbi Kiva dying, but it's also a new beginning. It's a day of celebration. It's a new beginning. Look, it's a new beginning. Rabbi Akiva started new, fresh. He took five little boys.
An omen hagim is Lag BaOmer the end?
No, it doesn't matter. Lag BaOmer represents, according to all minhagim, that on this day they did not die. It represents the principle that the dying stopped. There are different opinions of exactly when they died. That's not important. The point is it represents that they stopped dying. Okay, if you hear in the news that no one died today, you're very happy. It represents that principle.
We're happy because we feel safe.
I don't know what we feel. This is very complicated. It's a loaded question. It's a loaded statement when you say, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, that it's not a time to celebrate because of the people, because of all the people who died. You're right. But the impression that I'm getting is that there's a time to cry and there's a time to celebrate. Hayel l'chud v'hayel l'chud. What?
Do we have any evidence of what Rabbi Akiva was doing during the...
Rav Meir has a whole shiur. Rav Meir has his whole shiur. Rav Meir talked to us that they died. There were soldiers in Beitar. He has a whole drasha. You got to go online. Go online on the shiur, on the website. You'll find his shiur. He'll give you a whole drasha as to what he was doing. Okay, we'll put that aside for a moment. But I know this is off the beaten track. Because when you talk about the bonfires, it only means one thing. It means barbecues. Okay, we live in a generation of bonfires, barbecues. And bonfires, I don't even know, people, they're running around the fire. I don't even know what it's all about. It's pure Kabbalah. Pure Kabbalah, the Eish, that was hidden away from the Sheishes Me'abreshes, the Sisrei Torah of Rabbi of Rashbi, 100%. This is the Ikor. But there's also a Pshat. You're also entitled to have a Pshat. If this is a day when the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Chol Bei Yisrael Yivku Es Asreif Asher Sodef Hashem, and we begin anew, when you begin anew, don't forget to memorialize the people that left us. In all the years we've memorialized the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, this year we can add to the Talmid Rabbi Akiva all the people who left us prematurely. 1,000 of them, 13 years, 1,300 years of Avodas Hashem have been taken away from Klal Yisrael. It's a serious matter. The whole Beis Yisrael Yivku Es Hasreif Asher Sodef Hashem, which was Zoichet Tesmachos Simchos V'atem Hadveikim V'Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim Mir Hashem tomorrow 9:30. See you tomorrow. If anyone wants, we have a shir of our Posner Shul in Tefillah that was started by my neighbor Yanki Ziegelbaum. Ziegelbaum. So now we have it remotely. We do it remotely. If anyone wants to join, I'll send out the link. We learn at night tonight at 7:15. We learn the Siddur, a shir on the Siddur. We're up to Korbanos. We're up to the Chelik of Korbanos of the Siddur. Have a wonderful day. All the best to all of you.
God willing, I'll be there, but I'll be late because I have, you know, who's shir.
All right, we're going to have to make an exception to let you come late.
thank you, Rabbi Levine.
Well,
you'll send out the link for the share tonight?
Yes. I'll send that. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes.